How about these big thick ones? Are they quilts too?
You mean a coverlet?
Uh-huh.
Like one of these down comforts?
Mm-hmm. And what would you call bedding that you spread on the floor?
To make a pallet.
Uh-huh. Oh, this is dandy.
When we were having our house repapered last winter, we had four little girls here one Friday night,
oh,
and they got the biggest kick of sleeping on a feather bed down here at the furnace. It was real cold weather.
Uh-huh.
I think they enjoyed that night more than any that they'd spent with
did
us.
They go to sleep, or did they just
at
lie
midnight?
There? Yeah. Any special word for an ornamental pillow on a bed?
Well, I don't use them. A lot of people use fancy pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Are you meaning bolsters or something like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. How about this land here? Is this pretty flat?
Yes.
And then up north of here, you get to the
where it gets up to the Wichita Mountains.
Uh-huh. What do you call flat, grassy country?
Plains.
Plains. And low ground in a river valley.
Riverbed?
Well, this would be some that you can cultivate and raise crops in. You can
bottom.
Raise...
Mm-hmm. Down the river bottom.
Uh-huh.
Bottom. Mm-hmm.
And a place where you find standing water and wet soil and cattails, perhaps.
Oh, swampy.
Uh-huh. What streams do you have around here?
Well, there's Red River, and then there's Jack Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And Otter Creek.
Mm-hmm. Others?
That's about it. That are near.
Mm-hmm. Now, river, that's pretty large.
Yes.
And the next smaller would be a...
Well, the creeks.
Creeks run into the rivers. Anything run into the creeks?
You mean ponds? Or something like that?
Yeah, that's good. Any special term for a place in the river where the water backs up and is...
Backwash?
Did you in the early days have boats around here on the river, little ones that you'd use with
canoes.
Oars?
Canoes.
Now, were these made of boards or...
Mm-hmm. Wood.
And pointed at both ends?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
Oh, one end was flat and the other was pointed.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And where would these be moored at night? A fella bring them up, he might tie them to a tree?
To the bank.
Did they ever build things out so they could walk
up here?
Uh-huh.
Yes, we used to have a lake out here. Everybody went out to Bert's Lake. And went canoeing and fishing and swimming and a picnic, and it was just a very pleasant place. It was the place for the 4th of July
uh-huh.
celebrations and the old-fashioned band concerts on Saturday night.
We had one like that at Stillwater, Yost Lake. Not very big, maybe 10 acres, maybe 15 acres, but it was popular in the early
days. They still go fishing some out there. And old groups like Sunday school classes or campfire groups go out there.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a channel that's cut in a field where the water washes? Water
a gully.
Gully? And creek?
Well, you give me a clue if I'm not doing this right.
Okay.
You didn't remember.
I remembered something and I looked it up to see if I wasn't right. That's a single tree way back yonder.
Single tree?
Mm-hmm. It took me a long time to remember that.
Yeah, and then the single trees hooked to the...
Traces. I mean, the traces from the horse. Are, you
they
know,
come back to the single tree, and if you have two horses, the single trees will hook to the...
Well, there'd be to the tongue of the here's the tongue on the wagon, and it's clear across, and this horse is over here, and this horse is over here, there.
Boy,
the
they're
tongue.
Sturdy, too, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. And on the buggy, there's just the one across there.
Uh-huh.
But I thought that's when I ran to get the dictionary out.
I wondered what she was doing there. She took off like a bee. Any special word for the bed of a creek where there's no water?
Well, it's a riverbed. I mean, maybe it's dried up.
Uh-huh.
Dried bed of the creek.
And one of these places where the soil has been scraped away and then
eroded.
A dam has been made.